Yes, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Zane Gray.
Okay, Mr. Gray. Who's going to... Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Zane Gray, 2013.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on October 30th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the teleconference screen, to my extreme far left at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After him is the Honorable Mr. Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, we don't get a lot of smiles here on the board, so it's good that you're in a good mood.
Yes, you know, I wish everybody here on the board Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you, Mr. Gray. After him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, who will be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Gray and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Very good. Mr. Gray, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Can you repeat that again?
The hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of your community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Okay.
Okay. I will read from the warrant of arrest to begin phase one. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Okay, again, this is only the first half of the hearing, so at the end there'll be a vote, but that doesn't end the hearing, so just kind of bear with us. According to the warrant of arrest, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways, or company, as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vibray on or about September 20th, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Gray, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Gray's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Just 1 second, Mr. Gray. Again, this only ends the first phase of the hearing. Now we're going to continue with phase two. Okay, we'll continue, Mr. Gray. During phase two, we will decide if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily for questions. Okay, sir?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Gray was released from the Department of Corrections on February 23rd of 2017. He was arrested on October 3rd of 2017 by Surprise Police Department on a absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 13 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on December 7th of 2018. Current conviction, 2005, aggravated assault, 12 years, 6 months. One prior conviction in 2005, criminal trespass, first degree, 15 months. The offender has one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 5-5, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 2. STG gang information, he is an admitted member of the Deny Pride STG and holds the rank of sergeant. He was validated and is currently now debriefed. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 1998, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction, probation. And in 2000, aggravated assault, Arizona federal prison. The offender's community risk level is a G6 V8.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Before we continue, just a quick question, and that is that as one voting board member, I'm very familiar with the mental health and drug scores, but he was a 5-5 on this one, and that is a little higher than usual. What are those scores for again?
The CU, the custody and institutional risk score of 5-5 is the highest.
Okay, so 5 is the highest.
Correct.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Gray, back to you. I see that you were released to V-Gray, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Looks like you left the residence on September 20, 2017 without officer approval. Employment, you were employed at Road Runner Car Wash in North Phoenix. It looks like your community supervision, or your community corrections officer called your employer and was advised that you had not worked at that location for quite some time. So were you working someplace else after Roadrunner, sir?
No, that's why I was working at Roadrunner. I had 4 times out there.
Were you working there the whole time that you were outside of the prison system?
Yes. I think that when they did a follow-up after that skirt, the 13 days, I think they called again to see if I showed up.
Okay. You were assigned to the color code line for your analysis. You were responsible for submitting 2 specimens.
Yes.
And I don't really have much more. There's no reference here to whether they are negative or positive.
They're clean.
They were clean?
No, they were clean.
Oh, pardon me. No, that's good. Oh, I'm sorry. I got past it. Yes, you had 2 clean specimens for your analysis, which is commendable.
Yes.
I'm glad that you were working when you were on the outside. So I guess the question is, you're really missing from community supervision for 13 days?
Yes, I turned myself in.
Why did you go missing, sir?
I left the halfway house. I thought I got kicked out. So when I went back to the halfway house, my property was gone. And I asked my roommate, where was my property at? He said, the security took it. So I thought I was in trouble. I thought I was going to get violated. So I ran. And when my parole officer came to see me at my work, I ran again. I ran. But the day I took... turn myself in, I called my parole officer and I asked him if I could talk to him to go back to the halfway house. And he said that's why I went to your work. I went to your work to see if we could talk and put you back, you know, put in my mind that we could have talked it out. You would have went back to the halfway house. And I was doing very well at the halfway house. You know, I advanced, I was doing well in counseling. I advanced to a phase 2, I had a full-time job. No, I just thought I got kicked out. I have an alcohol problem. I want to do the counseling. I want the higher power to work in my life. I want to work the program.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. Just one second. I'm going to receive some information from Mr. Oliveri. Yes, Mr. Oliveri.
We do have an entry dated on September 21st, 2017 by Parole Officer Jerry Melron. Late entry, September 20th of 17, received an email from Avery staff Gabber reporting the following. Client submitted to a breathalyzer test tonight. He was positive for alcohol. He blew a 0.24 and then indicated that he walked off. He walked off the property.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Gray,
yes.
You heard the notation that you had a positive breathalyzer for alcohol.
Yes.
I think you said to me that you ran twice. So why were you running? And the reason why I ask this is because it's been our experience that the parole staff's pretty flexible, even when people slip up. You know, we recognize there's drugs and alcohol out in the street. People make mistakes, so why did you run twice?
Because I thought that I was already going to come back to prison. So I got scared when I seen the police and I seen my parole officer. So I got scared that I was going to get in trouble, so I ran. And if I known that he was going to just come there to talk to me, to tell me to go back to the halfway house, I wouldn't have ran.
When's the last time you used alcohol, Mr. Gray?
Today, I turned myself in.
Now, you were picked up by the Surprise Police Department. Did you turn yourself into Surprise PD, or why did they make contact with you?
I turned myself in. I went to the Surprise Police Station. I went into the lobby at night. You know, there was no one there in the lobby. So I fell asleep on the couches. There's a couch there, and I made it to where it's like a bed, and I laid on it, and I went to sleep. And the next morning, at 4 in the morning, cops came into the lobby and asked me if my name was Zane. I said, yeah. I told them I'd come to turn myself in, because that's what I told my parole officer. I said, I'm going to turn myself in today, because I didn't have no money. I have no place to go, and I want to go back out. I want to have another chance at parole. I did 12 years in prison for aggravated assault. You know what? I went out there. I lived my life too quick. I learned from my mistakes. I fell. You know, I'm back up. I want to get back on my feet. I know I can make it up there. I had a full-time job. I was programming well. I had no sanctions at beat rate.
Sir, Lewis.
My
go ahead, sir.
My violation on my parole is not aggravated. It doesn't have nothing to do with aggravated assault. You know, it wasn't a violent offense.
Sir, just
I know that's what I went to prison for.
Just a quick question. Are you part of one of the nations in Arizona, one of the Native American nations?
I was SPG. I was a member of Diné.
No. Are you part of one of the Native tribes in Arizona?
Oh yes. I'm Navajo.
Okay, have you sought any treatment for your alcohol issues through your travel support?
I've been to AA on the reservation.
Should this board return you to community supervision, what are your plans? Do you think you need treatment? Do you think you need treatment?
Yes. Yes, I do. I want to go back to Beaming, and I want to do the program again. I was doing so well in the program.
Okay, just one second, Mr. Gray. I need to take further information from Mr. Oliveri. Thank you, sir.
Right. Just in the past, when offenders self-surrender, that information is put on our RV screen or comment. There's no indication for this offender that he self-surrendered.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Gray. Seeing no questions from our fellow board members, we're getting very close to the end of our hearing. So is there a final statement you would like to make to the board? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to share before we go into the discussion?
I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. And I'm asking the board member, all five of you, to give me another chance and making it in society on parole. Grant me parole, I'm asking.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, especially because you can see us and hear us, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we operate under the open meeting law, so you're welcome to listen, and we will get back to you shortly with our decision, okay, sir?
Yes.
Thank you for being so pleasant with the board. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is one of those cases where I wrangle a bit because I recognize that he has a significant amount of time left in the prison system, but at the same time, I'm concerned about how prone he was to absconding from community supervision. And I know one of the factors is whether or not someone is suitable for release. It sounds like that he has some ongoing issues with alcohol. He's in the SMI unit right now. And I appreciate what he says, that his reasons for being returned to DOC was not due to some sort of violent offense, but the fact remains he is coming off of a pretty lengthy prison sentence for aggravated assault, plus some, looks like he's got some past history of drug possession and aggravated assault from his youth. So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm certainly open to the collective wisdom of my colleagues. All right, hearing no further input from my colleagues, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where it falls. And that is based on the information in 2017W3342, our discussion with Mr. Gray, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Gray was delinquent by the terms and conditions of supervision, inasmuch that he absconded on more than one occasion from his community corrections officer, was abusing alcohol in violation of his, in violation of his conditions, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Gray, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about December 7th, 2018. We encourage you to take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to pursue any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections, as well as put together a plan for your return. As I stated earlier and asked about, if you're part of a tribal community, please, upon your return, take full advantage of what's available to you outside of the correction system. We certainly don't want to see you in some sort of ugly revolving door of being rearrested for other violations and returning to the correction system. We wish you the best. We want to see you succeed. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And thank you for appearing before this board, Mr. Graham.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too, sir.
You too, thanks.